Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I started straight from your respect. A little Mark Knopfler on guitar there. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Patterson is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-author of Wired and Dangerous. He's one of our top service guys, making sure that we love our customers up within an inch of their lives. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about culture, John, the role that culture plays in taking care of customers. And you know, one of the things that that I wonder about, I'll ask you this question.
Okay.
A lot of small business owners know they have employees, but they don't really think about human resources. They think about employees because that's who shows up in the, but they don't think about the concept of human resources. And if they don't think about human resources, they don't think about a human resources strategy.
Right.
They think that's just for big companies. But in my opinion, part of your human resources strategy is, and you're doing this as the CEO of your company, not the manager of your company.
Right.
Part of your human resources strategy is, how do I ensure that we have a positive and healthy and successful culture in this company? What do you think?
I think, as usual, Jim, you're right on target. I think if you went out and asked the CEO, as you call him, the small business owner, about how much talent he's got in his organization, he'd love to say that he's got the best employees in the market. Mm-hmm. He's got the top employees in the market. Well, you don't attract and retain those folks without a human resources strategy. Mm-hmm. And you said something earlier, a word that is incredibly important today that goes right along with your comment about analog and digital. And you used the word connection. And the word connection is big in our work today, whether we're talking about connection with our customer or connection with our employee. Mm-hmm. And it starts on the connection with the employee.
It's the prime expectation of all humans now.
It is. It is. That you are exactly right. And if you don't focus on what that connection is and how it feels and keeping that connection strong, you're not setting an example for your employee of how to connect not only with each other and a great team, but how to connect with a customer. And today's customer, when they come to your place, and you said it earlier, you know, they don't have to come to your place. They just get it online if they want to.
You don't have anything unique to sell.
Right. So if they come, why not take the spirit, the way Amazon thinks about it, why not take the spirit of your hosting this guest that comes to your place of business? And what's that connection going to be like? It's really critical to the way you establish the first part of the experience when they come to your place of business. The other connection that's critical is with your team. Today's customer has their radar on high, Jim, and they're looking for teams with no weak links. Mm-hmm. Because when you got a weak link, you don't have a consistent experience. So if you're going to have that kind of team, you're going to have to focus on teamwork and focus on the values and the training. Sounds like an HR strategy to me.
Yep. Yeah,
you know,
and all of this in a small business, 100% of this is influenced by, if not heavily determined by, the leadership.
Oh, there's no question about it.
It rolls down, doesn't it? It doesn't defy gravity.
It will not defy gravity when the CEO, the business owner, walks in that place of business. The example I'll use is I have a great small business customer who's got 5 outlets in 3 states, and he's a retailer. And he knows that he's got to be in those outlets, and he's got to make that connection and show those folks, whether they're a manager or a salesperson or a mechanic or whatever they are, show those folks the kind of connection that everybody needs to make to keep the wired and dangerous customer from making another choice. Because the wired and dangerous customers, you said earlier, has got way more choices than ever had before.
But you've got you've got to be prepared to invest in your employees, because that's what you're doing. You know, when you run an ad, that's not an investment, that's an expense, because you expect to you expect us to advertise on Monday and get a sale on Friday or Wednesday or Tuesday. But when you do all this to customers, I mean to your employees, it takes a little while for that to go all the way through the system and produce something. So you're making an investment. That's the reason why it's a CEO thing, I think.
I think it is because it's
part of the vision. It's not part of the execution. It's part of the vision.
Part of the vision, and you can state your values, but until you show them what those values mean, Jim, every day, you demonstrate those, some of them aren't going to get it. So you got to do it over and over again. I have a client, CEO of a very, very large publicly traded company. When she took over, she put in a strategy with five pillars. And I said, how long did it take you to get everybody on board with those five pillars? Now, this is a big organization, Jim. But she told me, you know, I kept those pillars and my messaging the same for 5 years. After 3 years, most of them got it. And after 5 years, all of them got it.
Right.
I said, did you change it then? She said, why would I change it then? They just got it, you know. And does take an investment. Now, they
takes
were doing
time.
Well.
But it will pay off, especially in the longevity and the overall long-term connection with customers. John, I need your website one more time.
www.johnrpatterson.com, Jim.
johnrpatterson.com. Hey, John, come back soon. Good job today.
Thanks. Loved it, Jim.
See you next time. John Patterson, ladies and gentlemen, co-author of Wired and Dangerous, among other books. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.